There's a 15-letter word in the English language that's doing a lot to slow down our war effort, to put that final happy day of victory just so much further off. It's procrastination. Procrastination. It means a putting off of things for tomorrow that should be done today. Now take those partially filled books of war stamps that are laying around the house. The one Johnny got for Christmas, and the one Mother started after that trip to the drugstore last fall. The one Dad began the day it was announced that our boys had driven the Japs out of Guadalcanal. You really ought to stop putting off filling those books, because the money it would take to finish the job is needed not tomorrow or next week, but today, to stamp out the Axis. Now, the cost of the few war stamps necessary to fill your books is ridiculously small compared to the countless sacrifices that our boys overseas are making. So buy war stamps cheerfully. Convert these stamp books into interest-bearing war bonds. Buy your next war stamps today at your bank, your post office, savings and loan association, department, or general store. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Plum and Abner have decided that the best thing to make Grandpappy Spears, the amnesia victim, feel at home in Pine Ridge, and perhaps restore his memory, is a big party. So the old fellows are starting to make arrangements for this gala and momentous affair. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum seems to be hunting for something. Listen.
Hey, Abner, we still got last Sunday's paper around the store anyplace?
Sunday's paper? Oh, that one from St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Oh.
Cedric was reading the funnies in it just the other day.
I don't know whereabouts that's at. Wait a minute. Ain't that it laying in that chair there by the library table right over there?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Right there.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Take a look at it, Mom.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you want to read the funnies?
No, I've done read them. Just wanted to glance over the society section, see if we can get some ideas for Grandpap's coming out party. We want this to be done up right.
Yeah, it ought to be a good one, as long as we're giving it fine.
Have you called Sister Simpson yet and told her to start making all arrangements for it?
No, not yet, Lom. Well, just to be honest, I forgot about it. You want me to call her right now?
Well, wait a minute. Let's look through the paper first.
Oh.
If we get any new ideas, we can tell them to her, and she can get to work on them right away.
Yeah, well, she could stand to get some new ideas. Them parties she gives, all just alike, every single one of them.
Here, take some of this paper and help me find a society part.
Yeah, sure. Whereabouts do you generally find that section, Mom?
Well, I don't know exactly. Just keep looking till you come to it.
Well, how will I know it when I come to it?
You can tell by the photographs of the society folks in it. Always has a mess of them plastered all over the pages.
Well, how do I tell if they're society folks, Mom?
Oh, that's easy. The men folks all wear bow ties, and the women folks ain't got no sleeves in their dresses.
They ain't. Well, me, you'd think women like that could afford to have sleeves, wouldn't you?
Well, they can afford them. They just don't want none.
Oh.
There's other ways you can tell society folks' photographs. They all got big smiles on their faces, but they actually look like their shoes was pinching them and wished they was home in bed.
Well, what do they look that away for?
I don't know. They just do. That's all I know.
Well, maybe their shoes is pinching them, Long. Now, you take the widow Abernathy. Now, she's been pushing them number 9 feet of hers into size 6 shoes for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, but she ain't no society folks.
Well, I don't know. She's been the first one at every box supper ice cream social that's ever been given this town.
I wish you'd talk less and do more looking, Abner.
All right. Society.
Besides, being first at the box supper don't make no society woman out of her.
Bow tie, small shoes. Well, 9 Italian officers reported to be in U.S. Doggy, they must be lost.
Yeah, might be, but that ain't the society news.
Oh, no.
Don't read the whole paper out loud.
For the land's sakes, Treasury estimates 100 million half-filled war stamp albums in U.S. homes.
100 million, huh?
That's what it says right there.
Dollar day sale.
Huh?
3,300 pairs of women's shoes, $1.
For the land's sakes.
All you need is stamp number 17 to get them.
Oh.
What was you reading there?
I just reading here says that the Treasury Department estimates 100 million half-filled war stamp albums in U.S. homes.
Granny, I know there's a lot of them, but I never expected there was that many.
No, the fellow
I've been trying to get folks around here to get them things filled up, too.
100 million. Reckon what they want half-filled books for long.
Well, they don't want them. They just forget to buy stamps is all.
Oh.
They get one of them albums started, and they put it in a desk drawer somewhere, and that's the last they ever think about it.
Well, maybe they ought to put them out in plain sight.
Well, that's exactly the thing they do.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. Put them out where they can see them every day. Keep reminding themselves that in Africa or Summers is a soldier boy that needs the bullets them stamps can buy for him.
It says here that the stamps don't earn no interest.
Well, they don't neither. You got to fill the book and turn it in for a war bond. That's when you start getting interest on them.
Well, don't the folks know that?
Sure they know it. They just forget, I reckon. And that forgetfulness can be awful dangerous, too.
Can, huh?
You know that having a half-filled stamp book kicking around the house is just like sending a half of an airplane or a half of a tank into a battle.
Half a tank of what? Coal oil?
No, I mean one of them big tanks they fight with.
And
with the caterpillar wheels on them and run around and all that. Push over barns with them.
Oh, yeah. You say they're just sending half of tanks now?
They're practical, that's what they're doing.
Which half they sending?
Well, it don't matter which half.
Why, it does, too, Lum. The driver sits in the front half and the motor's in the back half, ain't it?
I believe that's the way they got them arranged.
Well, if you send the back half, the driver ain't got no place to sit. He'd have to walk along beside of it. And you send the front half, he could sit down, but there wouldn't be no motor, so he'd have to get out and push it. No, I don't think that's a good idea, Lum.
Of course it ain't.
No, that won't work no way. I can tell you that right now. Ignorant as I am, I can see that.
Well, I know it won't work. That's what I told you.
No, you better get a different idea than that. That's no good at all. No good at all.
Wait a minute. I never got that idea. It ain't mine.
Well, whose is it then?
I said that the folks that had half-filled war stamp books around the house was the same as doing that.
Why, them snakes in the weeds.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you go calling names, don't forget that you've got an unfilled book yourself.
Huh?
It's right over there in the back of the cash drawer. You better get it out and start working on it, too.
Oh, yeah. I reckon I must have forgot about that.
You know, Abner, I was just thinking the other day that there's lots of squawking and criticizing going on nowadays, but I believe if everybody had stopped worrying so much about the other feller and check up on himself instead and make sure he's doing everything he can for the war effort, I believe things would run along a whole lot smoother. And maybe we'd even win the war a lot faster.
Yeah, well, you're right about that, I reckon. Or to check up on ourselves first, that's what
we're doing. Here we are, right here.
Oh.
Right there, society section. Yeah. I noticed here, Summer. What's doing with the smart set?
Huh?
I hope they tell about a lot of coming out parties here.
Yeah, what did you say about the smart set?
Oh, it just means high-class people, upper crust.
Top of the loaf, huh?
Upper set.
Huh.
When a feller gets into high society, they say he's going around with the upper set, I think.
Upper set? Well, law me, he ought to put in his lowers, too. What if they serve some refreshments? Some beefsteak, for instance. No, I reckon ain't no danger of him having that now.
Of course not.
They might serve apples, Olam. Might want him to bob for apples, and where would he be with only half his teeth in?
Abner, I wasn't talking about teeth. Upper set just means society folks, that's all.
Well, who is this fellow you used to tell me about who wanted some beefsteak and just had his lower?
All right, Granny, listen to this, Abner.
Huh?
Season's smartest party held at fashionable Meadows Hills Mansion.
Huh?
Ms. Whitley Maddox entertains at Unicue Affair. Huge fund raised for war relief.
Well, does it tell in there about the fellow with no teeth?
No, of course not. Forget that and pay attention and listen to this article.
Go ahead.
We might get some good ideas here, and then we can call Sister Simpson.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Cleverly carrying out a military motive in the decorations and effects, the socially prominent Mrs. Whitley Maddox, statuesque leader of Meadow Hill Society, transformed the crystal room of her spacious home into the scene of the year's most unique party. Grannies, that sounds good.
What does it mean?
Huh?
I said, what does all that mean?
Well, we wasn't discussing what it means. We was talking about how it sounds. Sounds good, too.
All sounds all right, if you know what.
How would you like to give a party and get rode up in the society column that way?
Well, I don't know, Lum. I'd rather they'd say something about me I could understand. They might be saying some mean things there, and I wouldn't know it.
Oh, no, this is all high-class stuff.
Yes, huh?
All that culture we've been learning at our discussion club is going to come in handy now, too.
It is.
Oh, sure. Here's the part I like. Miss Whitley Maddox, statuesque leader.
Yeah, what does that mean, Lum?
Well, that means she's the leader of the statuettes of the town. Statuesque means a big social party of some kind, I think.
Well, it sounds like it had something to do with a statue.
Oh, no. Well, of course, they might have a few statues sitting around the crystal room of the mansion there, but it don't mean nothing like that.
Oh.
Geez, I was just thinking here. Sister Simpson don't know how to put on a party.
Huh?
When I read this article here, I realize them little old parties she puts on ain't hardly worth being called parties.
Ain't, huh?
Oh, they're a long way from being statuesque, so I know that.
Yeah, but it ain't safe to have a party in this town and not let her run it. You know that as well as I do, Lum.
Yeah, I know that, but she don't get no motives or none of that stuff in the decorations.
She don't, huh?
No, she always puts in the same streamers and the same paper lantern. Nothing's ever changed.
No, we always play the same games, have the same refreshment.
Yeah, no wonder we never get wrote up in the big Sunday papers.
No, but there's nothing we can do about it, Lum. You want me to call Sister Simpson up now and tell her to get started decorating up a schoolhouse or something?
Yeah, I suppose so. Or wait a minute. Abner, let's not call her at all.
Not call her at all? Lum, that'll start the worst one fight this town's ever saw.
I don't care. Grandpap's our friend, and I, Granny's, we're going to see that his coming out party's done right.
Yeah, but who else can we get to run the party, Lum?
Well, we'll get me.
You?
Yes, sir. You may not know it, Abner, but beginning right now, you're looking at Lum Whitley Edwards, statuesque leader of the Pine Ridge Society.
You know, not so very long ago, Tojo, Japan's supreme war chief, boasted that he would dictate the peace terms ending this war in our White House. And not once, but countless times, Herr Schicklgruber, alias Adolf Hitler, has described us Americans as a decaying democracy. Well, what are you doing to prove them the liars, and I use the term advisedly, that we all know these ruthless gangsters to be? Are you doing your best at work every day, no matter how big or how little a part it plays in the war effort? Fine. Investing 10% of your wages each payday in war bonds? Good. But there's one more thing that we all must do now. That's to fill up all those half-filled war stamp books that are laying around the house. You probably won't have to buy many stamps to finish the job you've started. And how great is the war need for even the small amount of money it takes to buy the bullets, bombs, and bombers that'll blast the Axis off the face of the earth? Even from a strictly selfish standpoint, you know, you should want to fill up your stamp books and convert them into war bonds because, remember, war stamps bear no interest, but war bonds do. This program was broadcast in cooperation with the drug, cosmetic, and allied industries by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and One-A-Day brand vitamin tablets.